call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full and cannot...
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I had things to do today, so I got really busy. The good news is a lot of stuff was taken care of, except I did not get any response on issues at hand. People have contacted, which is kind of unfortunate. But either way, so obviously I'm using one of my favorite pictures of Susanna today because I like that girl. And of course, her birthday is Sunday. Happy birthday, my girl. But I just want to leave you with one thought. We had a discussion today, you know, because it's become a bigger and bigger deal to me because Romans 13, the first seven verses are what's normally discussed. The second seven verses, I would suggest, are more significant. And I think the second seven, you know, 13b is very similar in a lot of respects to 12b, the second half, because it is the second half is a setup for 13. There are numerous points, but I just wanted to leave one point, hopefully as an encouragement, because you know it's you know owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. So, you know, it's the setup. Okay, love is fulfilling the law. And then he explains that. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And the other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And so, you know, there's four of the commandments in reference to what you do to others. And then he refers to Leviticus 19:18, you shall love your neighbors yourself, because all the commandments are is simply how to live out that. You know, that, and of course, the Deuteronomy 6, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mind is not in the Deuteronomy 6, but anyway. But then it goes on. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is fulfilling the law. So if I love you, I'm not going to commit adultery, murder, steal, or covet one, things that you have. Because that's hating you in my heart when I covet. Even though I don't physically do it, it's in my heart. And so, you know, which is also seen in 1 John. But besides this, you know the time. The hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk promptly as in the daytime, not in orgies of drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality or in quarreling or jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. So, you know, it's good stuff, but a couple things. One is, you know, the idea of the night is far gone and the day is at hand. What's the difference between night and day? Light. And of course, Jesus is the light. You know, as I contend, Genesis 1, let there be light, was Jesus entering his creation. But the other thing that's fascinating, put on the armor of light, and then put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The put on, in both cases, is the same word. It is to... you know, it is a to clothe, that kind of thing. Because one of the things, when I looked at armor there is, well, let me just go to the definition. Because it's a tool or implement for preparing a thing, arms used in warfare, weapons, an instrument. So, you know, it's a tool for preparing. And so it's kind of like, well, are we talking kind of offensive? But it's put on the armor of light, so it's being clothed in the armor. And rather than clothed in a weapon for offense, but it's to protect you. That's what I'm seeing there. Because again, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, put on the armor of light, it's the same word, the idea to clothe yourself, which I find fascinating. And of course, what is the armor of light? Jesus is the light. You know, so He's the light of the world. So I think there's a consistency in this, along with the night is far gone, the day is at hand, because the light has come into the world, Jesus. The idea of waking from your sleep is because it's now daylight. No more time or sleep. Salvation is nearer for us now than when we first believed. Yes, because time goes on. As time goes on, we're getting closer and closer to the day it's to see him face to face. But either way, what I'm seeing in this, the closing comment question I had with Chris, in years past, many years past, over the many last decades, when Romans 13 would come up, it's usually 13a, and it's often used to this is how we need to be politically active, which I contend is exactly opposite to what it says. But 13b, I think, is more the filling out of what 13 as a whole is, in the sense of the idea to love. And the thought I had is, I did focus a lot on 13a for years, but my focus has been now for some time 13b. Very strong. Oh, no one anything except let love each other. It's one of the reasons why, even though there's been difficulties, one of the reasons I am trying to eliminate debts. And being very slow at that, but still, but my mindset is now very much focused on 13B, and it's kind of 13A, especially when somebody brings into the politics. No, I'm not interested. 13B, I want to know how to love. I want to know all the more how to love, to be obedient to Christ, to love well. And the question was, if I would have been told that, challenged on that, encouraged on that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and so forth, would I have been living that now, then, rather than now? And I think the answer would be yes. So what that means is, now that I'm the elder, I need to encourage others so that when they're young, they can maybe grab this rather than, focus on love rather than politics earlier than I did. That would be, I would suggest, one way to live out love. Anyway, I found this a fascinating dialogue, and I want to encourage others, including my own family, especially my kids. And of course, there's that lady I love. I hope to, we did talk about doing a hike this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, I'm not sure, but Lord willing, Sunday I will be at the 5.6 mile mark of the Eureka Trail, singing happy birthday to my girl, and then walking back. My lady, my wife, I'm your husband. I love you, and I ask for you back.